We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
What's up?
How are y'all?
You sound like Elmo, Michelle.
Damn,
you tell me that every time.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Get a new joke.
Hello, Elmo. Hey, Michelle, get it off your chest.
I'm trying to get on that Travis status. I need to get like Trav. I need this every morning.
Well, Trav comes through the back door, ma.
Well, I can't come through the back door now.
I know you can't. Unless you're in the past.
What's up, mama?
Why I'm you? I'm upset, though.
Get it off your chest, mama.
This Fortnite game.
Uh-oh.
My child has ordered $90 worth of credit last night while I was sleeping.
You should bust his ass. You know what they ordered, right, when they order that? They only ordering a change of clothes. So they playing the video game, and they're ordering different skins. I don't understand why. It's the same character. They just changing the outfit, and they charging them to change the outfit.
I don't understand why they call clothes skins on video games.
I woke up, and I caught him on his tablet and on my phone at 11 o'clock at night. On top of, I woke up to the receipt of $90.
Is he around you now?
No, I dropped him off already, but when I get close to him, he would not have an ass to wear for a few days.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to have to buy some new skin.
Exactly. Yes. He would not have an ass to wear.
$90 worth of ass.
All right, mama. Thank you. Don't beat him too hard now.
See you.
Bye-bye. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Adam with two M's, no typo.
What's up, bro?
Adam with two M's.
Get it off your chest.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just want to give thanks and praise to God for my daughter Zendaya. She's a blessing to my life.
Yes,
sir. She turned 6 weeks old on Thursday. So this is my first child, and I just want to give thanks to her. And her name actually means to give thanks, so.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, is she named after Zendaya, the actress?
Funny story, I saw her on Spider-Man, and yeah. Pretty much, I was like intrigued by her. So yeah,
all right.
Okay. I love that name, by the way. I love names that start with Z. I got one of my daughter's names starts with Z.
Well, enjoy it, man. They grow so fast, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, her middle name is Marley. Peace and love to the world.
There you go,
Zendaya Marley. We was just talking about how everybody puts Marley on everything in order to sell stuff.
Stupid.
We just literally was having that conversation.
Hello, right. Who's this?
Precious.
Hey, Precious. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. Why are you calling this morning, Mama?
Because my girl then called me her ex's name a couple times.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, yes. shout out to your girl's ex for having that good tongue game.
No, ever. No.
Well, is she doing it in the bedroom or is it just random?
Yes. Yes, in the bedroom.
Oh, man. You know what that means? That means that her jaw game way better than yours. So step it up, Ma.
It's not funny, Charlamagne. excuse me. I'm off the chain. Thank you.
What's her ex's name?
I'm not going to say her name. Put her on blast.
You may be off the chain, but she can't forget her ex's name.
What's her name?
Her no credit.
What's her name? We just want to know her name.
Mama.
Okay,
so So what does she say when she says her name by accident? Does she pretend it didn't happen? Does she apologize?
Yes, she pretends it didn't happen.
Oh, wow.
And I'd be like, I heard you.
Oh, Mona.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't know why.
That's what she got. That's what you're like. I'm moaning.
Mona.
Oh, moaning.
Man. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, fam, Mona.
Step your jaw game up,
she gotta be like, I was just watching Love & Hip Hop, Mona.
That's crazy that your jaw game's so whack she can't forget her ex's name, though. I'm going to be honest
with you. It's not whack.
Maybe you need some new tricks. Try a Halls in your mouth or something.
A Halls. All right, Mama. Thank you for calling, Mona.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That sucks.
Yeah, literally. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Nikki, get it off your chest, Nikki.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm online. I can't believe it. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for, like, 2 years now.
Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to say that I'm blessed. I just got divorced from a violently abusive marriage. I'm doing really well. I work for the city now of Columbus. I'm driving a brand new car. I'm just doing really, really well.
Well, we commend you for getting rid of that toxicity in your life. That is amazing.
Letting all that baggage go. You see how when you cut that off, you realize you was blocking your own blessings?
Yes, and they are so, it's so true when they say sometimes you're laying with the one that's blocking your blessings.
Man.
Well, I'm really happy for you.
I wanted to get off my chest that, you know, he's on child support right now. I didn't personally put him on there because of the divorce. They put him on there. But I hate when fathers try to make it seem like it's the mothers that are keeping them away from the fathers. He hasn't seen her since, like, Christmas Eve of last year.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
And he chose that. This is his seventh child, and everybody's like, why didn't you take him? I don't feel like I should take you to court to force a relationship.
No,
you should know how to be a father.
That is true, right, but you should take him back to court to get more child support money. Why not?
Well, but they were saying about the visitation. I'm like, if I take him back to court, that's forcing a relationship. Why am I making you be a father? If you don't know how to be a father by now,
that's real.
I don't know what to tell you.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in, Mama, and thank God you got out that relationship.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. You guys are doing a great job. Much love.
Thank you, Mama. Boo. Marcus!
What's happening, man? Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Marcus, what up, man? Get it off your chest, Marcus.
Yeah, man, all I'm trying to do, man, I'm trying to give my wife a shout-out this morning, man. Really, I know she's sleeping and everything, but it's our second-year anniversary today, you know what I mean? I'm just shouting out straight out of Duval where I'm from.
Bro, you're not planning this right now. I always say the craziest people come from the Bronx and all of Florida, but you sound real crazy this morning shouting your wife out while she's asleep. What's the point?
That is true.
Her friends would tell her.
You don't know that.
Are you at least recording it to play it back later?
No, I'm not recording. I didn't know how
hit
to
record.
Do
hit voice memo on your phone right now, please. Record on your phone, please.
Oh my gosh.
Hit voice memo on your phone.
Don't
But listen, her friends will tell her. Oh,
yeah,
we heard you get shouted out on the radio. That's what it's for.
What's her name?
Well, you didn't even say her name, bro.
My name's Lisa. How about just play it again later? How about that?
Man, shut up, man.
Goodbye, man.
Oh my gosh, thing, everything revolves around them.
Goodbye, man. You know what I'm mad about? Charlamagne gave
him
a challenge.
He just cut his man off while he was trying to say happy anniversary to his wife.
He didn't know what he was saying.
For his second year.
And then you hung up so you could talk about yourself.
He didn't know what to say.
Jesus Christ, you are selfish.
Yeah, you know what to say. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building, national recording artist, comedian, stand-up extraordinaire, movie star.
Keep going.
They said he wouldn't be back.
They said I wouldn't be back to The Breakfast Club, but God! Had different plans. Amen?
Amen.
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 What's up, baby?
Lil Duval is
here. I'm out here, baby, living my best life.
Listen, one song can change everything.
Come on, man. Come on. Change the narrative.
Did you really understand the power of music before Smile Bitch?
Honestly, I knew the power of music, but I didn't know that the song was going to do what it was going to do. I thought it was going to be like just another song I do, like Killing With The Shoulders or something like that. But this song here, it just kept going and kept going. And it was like, and then Envy did call me like, hey, man.
Switch this,
do this, and you got a hit. He said, clean it up. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to clean it up because I usually don't clean my stuff up, but I wanted my daughter to sing it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And she, because she likes it, and I was like, and she go to school, and they were singing it a little bit, and I was like, all right, let me clean it up for my daughter. So I cleaned it up. And I'm glad I did, because this thing is popping now. You hear me?
Smile, bitch.
Come on.
Bitch is a word that people would say is a derogatory term to women, but they don't seem to find it derogatory.
Well, because I don't think it's just toward women in
this
song.
It's not towards women. It's towards everybody.
All you bitches.
That's tripping. Mm-hmm. Smile, bitch.
Yeah, why
is you tripping? Life is great.
You have a very zen-like approach to life. You don't let too much stress you.
You can't, man. Me and him talk all the time.
This is weird to hear him asking you these questions like he don't know you.
Nah.
I'm doing my job.
You have a very zen-like approach.
I'm not his friend. Like, we can't do that friend interview no more.
I called this the other day. I'm like, yo. I said, I'm just talking to you like, hey, man, I'm in the studio. Let me hit you back. I said, what?
Oh, this is Yeah. Hey, it was so funny. I can hear you on the phone. I said, I'll call you. Say, Lord.
I said, tell me he in the studio.
He in the studio.
Ain't nobody even in the car with me. I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, man. I was in the studio. Because I've always did music. I mean, like, I got in the game doing a song with Buy a Girl a Drink in the Club.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always been my thing. And I put out a song, like, once a year just for my fans. And I do it on my shows. It's just this one kept going.
So this was kind of like your secret, really, what you really wanted to do, in a way. Like, do a whole album.
No, I just love, I don't sell music, I sell energy.
But you want to do a whole album now.
I love.
I don't sell music,
I sell vibes. You see what I'm saying? That's just a part of my vibe. Like, everything I do is just, I'm not just boxing to one thing.
He got recording all his lines.
Yeah, come on, man.
But you want to do a whole album though, like a whole project?
I'm doing a whole album, you know. I signed a record deal, you know.
And I see Empire must have gave you a bag. You went and got that headline. You went and got that Safari headline.
This ain't no Safari.
That ain't real. You ain't had that.
Get it. It's all me, baby.
You got a good hairline.
I still got gray hairs and everything. I ain't put no paint. This ain't no paint. Yeah, man, like I said, man, I'm putting this album out.
We ain't ask you about no damn album.
Yeah, how did you just... You was talking about gray hair.
We ask you about
and you
no
just changed the whole topic.
Album.
I just see rappers talk about it. I'm just doing what I see. I'm regurgitating what I see rappers do.
That's what they do when they don't want to answer certain questions. I got this album coming out.
Tell us what songs you have done so far then.
I got a bunch of them, you know. I mean, y'all gonna be surprised when it's actually good music. Just, I think, what the ecosystem needs.
As soon as you start taking yourself serious as an artist, that's when they gonna flip on you.
I'm not taking it serious.
Oh.
Like, it's me. It's just, I'm just having fun. Like, it ain't gonna be nothing but fun. It ain't gonna be no deep. It ain't gonna be no, I'm trying to goddamn be Usher around here.
Any love songs?
I thought Living My Best Life was a love song.
No, man. Dropping off is your love song.
Oh, yeah, dropping off. Yeah, that's a love, that's a baby making song. Like, people love that to this day. Like, I've seen a lot of people have babies from dropping off.
Could you sing a little bit of it for us?
I'm dropping off. Oh, I'm dropping off. That's how it go. You can go get it on iTunes right now.
I feel like you and Snoop
Dogg. This is just funny. Like, I'm really up here signed. I just signed at 41. This funny.
You out here giving hope. Why are you giving these hope?
Yeah, don't get no hope. Like, I'm setting the bar for me, not for you.
All right, we got more with Lil Duval. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Duval is here, Charlamagne.
You said on Twitter, you said, I really don't think humans want unity for real, for real. We like beefing with each other. It's in our DNA.
I think I came up with that when I was high and I was just looking at the world and I was trying to figure out how to a better way to make things better for us as a whole. And I realized we just like that. We're just animals. Mm-hmm. We just think we're not animals because we're human, but we really are just like any other animal.
Do you ever write things on Twitter and then be like, man, that didn't come across right. Let me delete that.
I don't delete it, but sometimes I be like, yeah, I probably. Sometimes, because like when you read, when I tweet in how I say it, and then I don't be realizing that they reading it, how whatever going on in their life. Mm-hmm. Say for instance, I say, you basic bitch is stupid. And then somebody, they just went through something with their dude and he just called him a basic bitch. They get offended by me. I don't say nothing out of shock or trying to piss people off. It's just really, I'm just really just speaking my mind, and it's not coming from no bad place. It's just, I'm just talking.
You don't ever feel like you should delete your old tweets?
To me, I think everything on the internet is like our Bible. And I want, even when I'm gone, I want people to go down and read it, because it's the story of my life. Even the stuff that I might have been wrong at the time, at that time I might have was wrong, but I grew out of it.
Exactly.
That's what made me who I am.
But they not letting us grow no more. They trying to hold us to who we were 10 years ago.
Well, that's on them.
That's true.
That's on them. I'm not going back and forth with them at the end of the day. I'm chill.
Did you find a tweet by them calling people retarded or something?
I didn't use that word.
What did he say?
I said mental illness.
Oh, no, it was something about mental illness.
I said mental illness. Don't use that word. I learned that word don't work out here.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah.
There you go. I learned that. What else you learned?
Hey, man. I learned that word don't
ain't
work.
Ain't nothing wrong reading that politically correct handbook.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now because I need this song to keep going.
He must have deleted it because I don't see it.
Nah, I didn't delete it.
See, now, look. You deleted that post. You said, yes, I deleted that post because I just realized most of y'all are really slow as...
Which one was it? I told you, I knew you deleted it because I was trying to find it. I deleted that one because the song was just popping. And I said, nope.
Do what you got to do,
man.
Don't let them trick you off the streets. They're trying to trick us off these streets, man.
And you said, I apologize to all the mentally ill people. I have to be more sensitive to y'all problems.
Because that is true. I did have to be more sensitive.
I did think it was an insensitive post. That's why I was surprised.
Because I realized... I was talking to people that's like us, like, because we always, and it probably was the time I was talking to Charlamagne, like, they so stupid. People so stupid. And right. Then I hung up the phone. I was like, man, people so f***ed. And so that's probably was I was expressing myself, and I'm thinking I'm talking to my friends, and I realized, okay, people are stupid. So if they stupid, they going to get offended by it.
Just one tweet said, mental health is a big issue in America, but yet all these mentally challenged people are voting. Do that make sense?
It don't make sense to me.
But it's a difference between mental health and mental challenge. Like, I suffer from mental health issues. That's why I go to therapy every Friday.
Yeah, you're throwing yourself.
Could you stop? All right,
I see.
Could you stop?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I get me?
So now you're the victim now. Okay. Victim. Go ahead, victim. You can say, I'm slow, too.
And then you didn't like Bow Wow talking about his mental health issues openly.
No, I just feel like,
Don't do it. Don't let
Emily
trick you.
Storm. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all supporting me before she started talking.
I just
put in the rumor report.
Hi, you wild.
I do want to say this.
You can't talk no more.
Were you always a good singer?
No.
It's a whole nother question. Could you always sing from when you were young? Or did you like...
I sing good when I'm high. You know, when I'm high, my voice just goes to a whole nother level. I don't think I can say. I just think it's so much garbage out here that I sound pretty good amongst the garbage. Hey, man, I love y'all for real, man.
Lil Duval, go download Smile Bitch. Smile Bitch will debut that. What did it debut on Billboard?
29 on the hip hop and R&B charts.
Look at him knowing the charts. Okay.
Give or take.
I thought it was 28.
You know, I don't know. I don't be
how
keeping
many spins?
Up.
We going to get Smile Bitch to number one.
Yeah, man. Let's get it. Let's do it for the culture for real.
It could have been higher, but you gave Envy the wrong BDS version.
I didn't know. Like, he said, send me the record. I texted to him. I'm thinking, like, that's what people do. Like,
I texted him the record.
I texted him the song that I had. I'm like, texted to him, so.
He's learning.
All right, he's learning. Yeah, he's learning. It's Lil Duval, The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
He's back.
He's back. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
He's back.
King of New York.
Almost the watch video so far for Breakfast Club.
Nah, listen to me. When I was here, I said I was going to be the most watched interview that you guys ever had. And did I lie or not? Was Birdman an interview? Oh, was that a 2 minute?
Birdman thing? Was a moment. So yeah,
it was a moment.
Yeah, so you got that.
Know that.
But let's be for real. That's your most watched interview too.
Not because I made it that real quick, right?
So why you don't do that for other people's interviews?
He want to troll you.
I want to troll.
It worked out.
Listen, we heard you on Angie interview though,
yeah.
And you said that we don't like you or we was trying to tear you down. That wasn't true.
The whole interview, did we talk about any music?
I tried.
I started the interview with how you got into rap. It was right then and there, the beginning of the interview. Spit your gum out. I said, all right.
Which he did.
I spit my gum out. And it was just straight. How do you got the name Tekashi? Now, everybody know at the beginning of my rap career, nobody give a f*** about my name Tekashi. You know what I'm saying? let's get into what we really want to talk about. Why all the beefs and why that? Because we're going to give the people what they want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing, it just started, oh, what about this charge? What about this? What about that? What about that? It wasn't really no music.
We don't really ever talk about music like that, though, in our interviews. So it's not just against you.
We do.
I mean, because people's music be trash, but my fire. So, like.
But do you think it's the music? I mean, your music's decent, but do you think it's the music or everything that's around it that makes people gravitate towards you?
He said it's decent.
Towards you.
Bro, I'm hot. We could all attest to this. I remember last year, do you think people would have think I would have made it this far?
Hell no.
Mm-mm. They're like, yo, I'll give that kid 6 months. He was one of them. People looked at me like the Catch Me Outside girl. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's still early, though.
It's still early, though.
Nah, I would say
he's proving
that.
A lot, though.
Listen, he's 11 for 11, right?
Look,
or 12 for 12. What is it?
Right now, I'm 10 for 10.
10 for 10.
10 for 10 on the Billboard, and I got a project dropping November 23rd called Dummy Boy. Everything on that project is a hit.
Well, here's the thing. Like I told you earlier, we've never rooted against you. Only thing we've ever said is move a little cautious because a lot of things that have also happened to you over the year could happen. How much money have you spent on legal fees this year? Too much, right?
Yeah, like $500,000.
That's what I'm saying. That stuff could be avoided.
My thing is, right, I remember the first interview we spoke about who's the hottest artist in New York City.
Mm-hmm. It's you and Cardi.
Adam, me and Cardi. And shout out to her. Who you think is the hottest artist in New York City?
I still got to go with Cardi, my brother.
Was you at Powerhouse?
Yeah.
There's nothing else to talk about.
You had the best show that night.
No. It wasn't about the show.
The response.
It's reactions. It's the response. Envy was DJing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro, you could feel the stage shaking, bro. Like, it was, the stadium was coming down. Like,
you know, part of it for you, Tekashi, is that...
Cardi was headlining.
But that's what I'm gonna get to.
You can't take away from him.
Bro, when I perform, listen, and it was on, and this was written in Forbes. It said when I touched that stage, it didn't matter who the headline was. Like, yo, bro, this is what I'm saying. When I get on stage, I feel bad for whoever goes on after me in any circumstance. Now, for real,
that was the best moment at Powerhouse.
That was a great
call. I give you that.
But Tekashi,
hot nine, take notes.
But what about the fact that a lot of the venues, because you could be doing these huge stadiums,
and you've done festivals. I think I could sell out the MSG. Yo, bro, I haven't done not one show in New York.
But does it make you feel, when you see a venue like that and the reaction you get, does it make you feel like you need to stop with the controversy? So you'd be less of a liability, so people let you in those buildings, so you don't have to sneak in?
You know what it is? I don't think it's controversy. I think I'm the definition of somebody actually doing what they really want. You know how when artists be like, I do what I want? You really don't do what you want. Mm-hmm. I don't have no censor.
But sometimes you say things and you feel bad that you said it.
Yeah, like yesterday on the Shade Room, some girl said something to me.
And you were like, I'm sorry, I was mad.
What'd you say?
Oh, some girl in the Shade Room was like, it says 6ix9ine.
She was like, who cares?
It says 6ix9ine fires his whole team and something. And she commented, we don't care. I said, get off your phone. You're on your 9 to 5. Like, you're going to get in trouble. Shade Room posted clapback season. And I felt mad bad.
You did feel bad.
6ix9ine has empathy?
Yeah, you know why? Because before rapping, I was a busboy, and I used to clean tables. I'm like, yo, I can't bomb on her because, you know what I'm saying? I just was in my feelings.
Yeah, he said I was
angry.
I
would never want you as a busboy. I feel like you spitting my food.
Take
food and rub it on your d*** and then serve it to me.
But you know what? See, I didn't like 6ix9ine at first, right? Just because of what I seen on social media. I was like, this guy's a d***.
Yeah.
But then when I got a chance to talk to him and see him around kids... and how humble he is and taking pictures. I see him go to a volleyball game to see Kev's daughter play volleyball and even how he interact with the kid backstage. I was like, this kid's a good kid.
Two things can be true, though.
What's
you can
that?
Still be a d*** and be a good person.
No, but you could tell
I'm like that. I'm a good person.
No, you're not. Some of it is
what you mean? Which one am I not?
You're not good. Some of it is trolling and then some of it is a humble dude. And when I seen that side of him, I was like, this kid is a good kid.
But you know what people don't understand? As much as people... downplaying, demonize Tekashi 6ix9ine's character. Who really does more for the community than Tekashi 6ix9ine? Since the last time I've been here, I donated close to $1 million just to community. Not to no foundations, just going on the street and giving out money.
But we was looking for you earlier this week to help us with our...
Why you ain't donate to our charity yesterday?
They were just telling me that y'all had some change for change or whatever.
Raising money for people with mental health issues.
I just heard about it and I was like, oh, because I seen Cass do the mental health thing and how incarceration got him. You know, but I just heard about it that y'all had an actual change for change thing. I didn't know about it.
It's not too late to make a donation.
Yeah, we could have reached out. So you have
don't
to,
say yeah like that. Takashi 69. Text change.
I'm we can't take cash. I'll make a donation right now.
We can't take cash.
I'll put it on my card.
No, don't
money.
Give it to
I
him.
I want $100.
You had to actually do therapy, though, right?
Yeah, I did therapy for 2 years. No, matter of fact, I did therapy since I was like 14.
You think it helped you and you learned a lot of things about yourself?
Nah, hell no. I was just going there because I didn't want to go to jail.
Or they made you do it.
Yeah.
Were you actually paying attention? I go to therapy every week. It's good for you.
Nah, yeah. I ain't going to say what I just enjoyed it.
But do you think it helped any? How were you before you started going to therapy?
Look, this is my thing. Like, I always told therapy, nobody can help you find happiness. Nobody can help you find a way. You got to find that within yourself.
But it's not finding happiness. It's kind of understanding certain things
exactly.
About yourself.
I think some people go there for, like, a sense of guide. Like, you know what I'm saying? People go there like, damn, I need therapy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I need someone to talk to. Myself, man, I was depressed when my pops got murdered. Mm-hmm. And I had, like, post-traumatic stress and all this shit. And I was like, yo, nobody can help me get out of this but myself. Me talking about it with some lady that I don't know from a hole in the wall, she's getting paid. You think if she wasn't getting paid, she would be there? No. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is a job. I just had to go out there and really just find myself and find happiness.
Some people need grief counseling after stuff like that, though. Like, because he got killed in front of you, right?
I was there after, like, I got there moments after it happened.
Mm. How do you think that affected you as a man?
It affected me. Like, that's my pops. Like, you know, my pops is superhero to me. So if somebody just take the superhero away, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, damn, like, you know, your father always makes you feel like he's a superhero. Like, right. Like, I'm invincible. Like, so that was like, oh, shit. This is real life.
Ignoring it don't make the feelings go away.
I didn't ignore it. Yo, bro, I was like 180 pounds. I was like 13 years old. I was a little fat. And I dropped weight like to 110. I was skinny. I didn't shower. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't shower.
You was depressed.
I was doing bad. I wasn't eating. My mom thought I was dying on her. She got this lady come from Mexico to rub these oils on me. It was like bad, bad.
All right, don't move. We have more with Tekashi 6ix9ine. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Tekashi 6ix9ine in the building.
Why did you fire everybody, 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
And you canceled your whole tour?
Yeah, I canceled everything. Like, there's so much money out here to be stealing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you
so
gotta get out of here.
We figured people were stealing. Yeah. That was the reason.
Yeah, like, a lot of people think I'm on cocaine. Like, they like, yo, you just paranoid. But I know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How'd you find out anxiety. They were stealing from you?
It's crazy. My rate right now for shows is $100,000. So they're like, yo, we got these 15 dates for you. Right? These dirty ass booking agents, right? Mm. Like, yo, we have 60,000 for this, that, and the third, right? I'm like, yo, why so low? Why is it 60K? Listen, Tekashi, we're cleaning up your name right now. You know, these venues are scared of you. Because right now, as we all know, these venues don't want nothing to do with me. They are afraid of me. Right. They're like, yo, this kid is a loose cannon. He's a liability.
I told you that was going to happen.
Right? Yeah, of course. But I don't care. I don't stop my money. It's not stopping my money because I'm still get booked. But anyway, let's get back to it.
Yeah.
Right. So how you found out they were
so these dirty promoters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is MTA booking. They dirty. I go out and like, yo, you know, these venues are scared of you. You can't go here. And most of the money, the reason is because most of the money is going to security mm-hmm. and the local police because they don't want you there and they feel like it's... So we have to pay for it. So I'm like, all right, I want to clean my name. Let's get it. Let's get started. You want to know what these dirty promoters did? So I'm in L.A., right? Just say I meet with some people, right, that they about their shit. Like, yo, we booked this show for you. Mm-hmm. The day of the show was yesterday. They like, yo, come to, you got a show here. I said, I'm not going to the show. Why are you not going to the show? It's 60,000. Like, my rate, everybody know my rate is 100K and over.
That's mm-hmm. No, we actually gave you way more than that.
They call me and say, are you crazy? We just put the 80,000 front end in.
Deposit, so it was 160.
Wow.
Damn. So I'm like, hold on, what? They like, yo, the promoters called the people who booked me for the show, remember these dudes,
mm-hmm.
and they said, yo, his mom lives at this address, gave him my address, and said, if he doesn't do the show, go do something to his mother.
Wow. That's crazy.
And the people was telling me this on the phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
They said, yo, 6ix9ine, I'm not gonna lie to you. They just called me, gave me the address to your mother's house, and they told me, go do something to her if you don't do the show. So I'm putting two together. Why would they want to do something to my mother?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the guy. I'm like, yo, how many shows you got? He said, yo, I got most of the shows on this thing. I said, all right, how much? He said, we got you for like a couple dates. You just signed to $3.6 million. I said, what? He said, yeah, you just did these couple of dates, but we didn't lowball you. It's $3.6 million.
For the 15 dates.
For 15 dates.
Mm.
I said, so it's not $300,000?
Wow, damn. What the hell?
Listen to me. Get the goddamn strapped. Yo, so I'm like, yo, my body's shaking right now. Like,
I
yo.
Can imagine.
That's a lot of money to get shorted, yo. Bro. 3.3 million. 3.3 million.
A lot of people think they're not going to get caught.
But look, but that's what I said. They said, you know how it works, right? They give the front end $300,000, so then another $300,000 comes, which is $600,000.
Right.
So it's 3.6. What are they pocketing?
$3 million.
$3 million, wow.
How do people think they'll never get caught? I don't know.
You know what's so crazy? I thought you said one of the front ends was 80, though.
That's what I found out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I found out. So if you give me $60,000 off for a show, right, and the front end alone is 80, you know what I do? I trust people so much that I just say, you know what? I just show up to the show. I never sign no contracts. I don't do none of that. I got people around me to do that.
Can't trust people like that, 6ix9ine. You gotta
I know. So
on.
Look. So now, they're panicking. They're like, yo, we're going to tell TMZ this. We're going to tell TMZ that. We're going to all this, just make so much up. They was trying to blackmail me. Like, yo, if you don't do the show, we know your personal life. We know all this. We're going to tell them this.
How did that make you feel? What did you feel like you needed to do?
I low-key feel like that's extortion. Yeah. Like, that's,
it
yo.
It is.
So now, listen to me. I don't want to do the tour. I'm telling these promoters, I don't want to do the tour. Just give the money back. What money? Have you spent it already?
Mm.
They said this deal was locked in a couple months ago.
Did you feel for your mother at all?
Yeah, of course I feel for my mother, but you got to understand, when a booking agent calls somebody and say, yo, here's the address of his mother, go do something after you don't do the shows, you know the people are looking at it like, what type of booking agency is this?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's just crazy. Like,
let me ask you a question. The shooting in L.A., was that having to do with it as well? When you were shooting the video and they shot up the house, was that part
with Kanye
of that?
Kanye and Nicki Minaj.
That house was so big, I didn't even know a shooting happened. I was on the other side.
Mm.
That's got to be a scary feeling, though, that when stuff like that happens, you don't know where it came from.
Bro, I don't care about that. Like, me, bro, shootings happen every day where we at right now.
Not where I be at. And you got the kind of money where you can come where I be at.
Where you be at?
I'm not telling you. I don't want you to type around it.
So look, my thing is, right, and let's just get off that dirty booking agency.
Mm-hmm.
To the L.A. situation.
Mm-hmm.
And let's bring it to the New York situation, too.
The restaurant, yeah.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I learned the hard way, right? And I give you props. Every blood is not your blood. Mm-hmm. Let's just put that like that, right?
Correct.
There's a difference between being a gang member and just being a dirty 80% of this industry is dirty 90. You know, not for real. You know what it is? You know what it is? Being a grown-ass man, right? You got kids. Like, you a grown man. Mattress on the floor. Babies like, daddy, daddy, milk. And you over here on Instagram, like, watching me on... You worried about a kid with rainbow hair. You not feeding your daughter. She running around like, daddy, my stomach hurt milk. Like, these is dirty bloods. Like, you got to get your life together. You can't be worried about the next man.
Well, 6ix9ine,
no, but listen. No, but listen. No, it's not provoke. It's the worst thing in the world is jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
People look at that. I'm blood. Why is he jacking my s***? It's not a gangster. I'm a rapper too. Why don't it work for me? You know what I learned? You go farther in this industry saying, yo, I actually f*** with that.
Yeah, support.
Then saying, I don't f*** with that because you look like a hater. Listen to me.
You're right, but why would I support you if you tell me suck my d***?
So what?
No.
Remember I told you. You said your father used to tell you.
If somebody says suck your, you ready to die or kill.
Kill.
Yeah.
Have I been worried about any of those things lately? No.
But they've been trying.
They've been trying.
They've been trying to get you.
Trying.
Since you're a very likable person, bro.
Of course.
You're funny, you're entertaining, but then it's all the other bull that causes people not to like you.
But I can't sit there and satisfy the world.
But you don't gotta tell them suck your either.
Nah, I know that, and that's understandable. But listen, I'm not here to satisfy people. Is that it? I'm a package. He's not gonna change for nobody.
I get that.
But do you have to taunt them? That's all I'm saying. That's what I was trying to tell you since last time. You don't have to taunt people.
That's my
thing. You don't have to invite it, is what I'm saying.
Like, you was in L.A. with, 12 security guards, whatever. You dancing in between, break dancing.
Yo, I think they hate me. They're like, because, you know.
You should not have to move like that. How much did you spend in security this year?
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Why? That's what I'm telling you. You don't have to do that.
Nah, you got to understand. I feel like Ariana Grande when I'm with my security. Yo, bro, I can do whatever the f- I want.
You just have Ariana Grande.
He was doing break dancing in the middle of.
I can do whatever I want, bro. Right.
What about other things, like not even being able to like just take your daughter somewhere, just the two of you? Like, you can't even move like that.
Bro, are you crazy? Me and my daughter could do whatever we want.
But you'd be concerned about the safety of others. Like, you don't want to bring your daughter out, just the two of you, because you're concerned about her, not necessarily just yourself.
No, yo, I feel like the internet really makes people feel like a different way. Like, I'm in my own shoes, so I see it from, like, my perspective.
All right, don't move. We have more with Tekashi 6ix9ine when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Tekashi 6ix9ine in the building.
We see the shooting at the Barclays. We see the shooting at the restaurant, shooting in L.A.
This
one,
right?
Allegedly, what was it? Alleged kidnapping.
Listen, if I get caught peeing in the street, right? If I get caught peeing in the street.
Don't talk about peeing with your hand on my leg.
If 6ix9ine gets caught, Academic's going to get tight. Listen. If I get caught peeing on the street, right? Today, walking out of this building, you know what's that gonna do? That's gonna make headlines everywhere. If two minority in the hood African American kids get into a shootout, it's not gonna make the news. Everything that happened, I could pick my nose right now, right?
Ew.
And they're gonna
damn
not.
I think so. Get with the hand sanitizer.
Listen.
Give him a tissue.
Tissue right here, bro. God
no,
damn.
I was getting somewhere.
He said, I think something came out.
You know, they call them people dirty. These are the dirtiest in the world.
I ain't dirty. So my thing is, right, everything that my name revolves around them is going to make headlines. So I don't give a what it is no more, because I can avoid it.
But you got to.
All those shootings is not normal, though, Tekashi, for anybody. Regular person, rapper, it don't matter.
You don't think so?
Nah, man.
People don't get shot out here?
Not like that. I mean, you had three this year.
But also, you're on probation, so you got to move a little different, though.
Yeah, shout out to my probation officer.
Now, is it true you can't talk about certain things in your songs? You can't say Treyway? Is all that true, or that was just...
I don't even want to... Yo, you got to understand. Can I say it?
Yes.
Treyway is not even a thing. I created that.
I thought he was a person.
No. It's like when 50 Cent keeps promoting, get the strap, 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 get the strap. What people saying? Yo, that get the strap movement is crazy. Like, that's 50. Shout out to 50.
I thought Treyway was a label and a person.
He's telling you what it is.
He started saying it originally, so it came from him. And then
name one other artist on Treyway right now. I'll give you $100.
No, I can't. You right.
Name one. I'll give you $100.
Fetty Wap, I heard, right?
Name one. I'll give you $100.
I don't know.
What is really Treyway? If 6ix9ine wasn't mentioning Treyway, would Treyway even be a thing? No.
Did you fire Trey too?
Everybody is gone. Get out of my life. Get out of here.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Wow. I thought you were signed to them through whatever, so you're not at all.
Nah, I am signed to Elliot Grange.
Let me ask you a question. The guy who allegedly kidnapped you or whatever earlier this year, they said they caught him. They said he was a former associate. Did that have to do with you cutting everybody off?
Listen, when I got kidnapped, the opportunity how I got out, it was like God was sitting right next to me in that car. When I got out, I was bleeding. I was like, yo, like, my life is about to end. I ran. I went to the quickest place where I could find help. I'm like, yo, I need an ambulance. See the media outlets, yo, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Because I didn't cooperate with no police.
Right, you,
I didn't say nothing. Because my thing is, that's what I wanted to talk about. Remember when I was like, yo, nothing going to happen to me. Nothing going to happen to me. I'm untouchable. Remember?
Yeah.
It happened.
Was that humbling?
No, it happened. I knew how strong my team was. Nobody could touch me. To this day, nobody could touch me. The only way you could touch me is if you were already next to me.
Yeah, if he was in your team.
Peoples.
Got you.
Now listen to this, right? I'm reading an article. I'm like, yo, I'm not even gonna address that. Mm-hmm. People around me, they know I ain't talking.
Do you know Anthony Ellison?
I saw it at federal. That's beyond us now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not state. I got federal agents sitting in front of my house. It's beyond us. It's nothing I could do. There's one thing I fear in life. No, two things. I'm not going to say. I fear God, and I fear the FBI. Only two things I'm scared of in life. So my thing is, right, when I read those articles, I'm like, damn, trying to make it look like I ratted. You know what I'm saying?
People didn't even think it was real when it happened.
Yeah, they didn't. They thought I was trying to promote Fifi.
I thought you know what's so crazy?
I left my house because Nikki, I'm on the phone with Nikki, and she's like, can you tweet this part? Because I don't like this part. I said, all right, babe. Anyway, I leave the house and that happens at 5 a.m., right? And it just so happened that Fifi was coming out that day.
Right. That's why people didn't believe it at the time.
What was it, payback from an ex-crew member?
I don't... Yo, bro.
He's not snitching.
Yeah. Like, basically. It just so happens that, look, to where I'm trying to get to.
He's touching Charlamagne again.
Yeah.
I don't want academics texting me,
so
bro.
I move so militant that you can't touch me. That's why I talk reckless. I talk so much because I know how I move. I move correct.
Did that mess up your trust issues moving forward? That situation?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you got to understand, like, yo, bro, instead of me hiring a professional actual security agency.
Crew, you hired your peoples.
I'm like, yo, let's put y'all in position. Let's get y'all out the hood. Let's stop putting y'all here and put y'all here. Let's better y'all lives. And it all came down on me.
Because
it was just like,
money.
Yo, when you try to help somebody, there's so much you can help before they just bite your hand.
But now how do you move? Because they know everything about you.
Yeah, you just said the people that can get to you are the people that were next to you.
So nobody's next to me.
But you got rid of all of them, but they know how to get to you, though.
Yeah, like my mom don't even got my phone number.
Damn.
But I don't know if that'll help. You know what I mean?
So you and Treyway not even cool?
I just don't want to be bothered. I want to be left alone.
So the first thing you know they'll say is that you got money and you changed.
Yeah, I don't got no problem with that.
You're not blaming other people for your issues, though, right?
Nah. Okay. Yo, you got to understand. When that shit happened to me, I didn't blame nobody. I charged it to the church streets.
But you did expect them, if they're your people, to make sure that was him.
You know what I like so much about it, though? That even when something bad happens to me, it comes out in my favor. Everybody was in scrambles. Yo, the kid that took the most shit. Where's the jewelry? We want to see people passing around. They were scrambling. They just wanted a story. Some people were so mad that they was like, you know what, it's fake. Right?
Where was all the jewelry? What happened to that? Because, I mean, everybody was expecting it and looking for it. That's why people thought it was fake.
When you be for real street, nothing gets surfaced. Why? Because it's real street. This ain't the internet.
Did the untimely demise of XXXTentacion, did that didn't humble you in no way? Because I saw you online and you seem a little humbler.
I'm like, you know what? XXX was a good friend of me. He always called me. He's like, yo, be safe. Last call I got from him that we actually spoke for like an hour was on my birthday, May 8th. I was in Hawaii. Long story short, I go to Europe for my European tour. I'm in Slovakia in the mountains getting my face tatted. And I just gone. No, I'm in a jacuzzi. I'm lying. And I see this story. XXXTentacion, no pulse. You see when I go online and people try to troll, but you can't troll me because I'll laugh with you. 069, why you got so much security? Ass, they're rolling with the cops. Yo, when you 10 for 10 on the billboard, you the hottest artist in the world. I'll be stupid if I had no security. How many people out there want to make an example out of me? You know what was the first headline when XXXTentacion passed away? Where's his security? People wait till something happened to you to blame you for not having security. Mm-hmm. Why didn't he have security? But when you have security is, took all that gang and you got security. You can't satisfy the world.
All right, don't move. We have more with Tekashi 6ix9ine. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Tekashi 6ix9ine in the building.
But you're missing one thing, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
The fact that you keep bringing this on yourself. Like, you're telling people, like, you pull up in Chicago in people's hoods.
Yeah, I pull up like Chicago. I fed the homeless. Yo, you don't gotta understand.
And you laid up with people's ex-girlfriends.
You laid up with people's ex-girlfriends. Yo, you taunt people all the time.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Like, yo, listen, all your success, you definitely gonna get haters because of your success. But all the other haters is because you are taunting people.
But listen to me. When I went to Chicago, my motive wasn't to go to people's hoods and make them feel bad.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. But look, one of my motives was, yo, let me do something in this community. If they hate me so much, let me at least troll and help. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Troll and help.
But Chicago is not, I mean, to me, it didn't look like what it really we portray it to be on the internet.
You went to O'Block?
Kids, yeah, I went to O'Block.
At 4 in the morning, though.
I was chilling. You know what's so crazy? That shit's gated. It's gated. There's no way you got to get in. To get in, you got to go through, like, this little booth, like, cop booth, and you got to prove that you live there, like, residence. I was there chilling.
Because now we saw the surveillance video. You was there for, like, 30 seconds.
Nah, it was actually, like, for, like, 15.
Oh,
I was gone. I'm like,
you gotta stop this shit, man.
Nah,
you're a
because
good
look,
guy,
because
man.
Listen to me, right? I'm not gonna be there.
Oh,
risking my life for y'all.
6'9". Knock it off.
Look,
stupid. Six, nine.
I'm not
you talented.
No, listen. I'ma sit there and entertain y'all, but I'm not gonna sit there and die for y'all. That's not
no, that's
what,
but that's what we trying to avoid. 6ix9ine, you're entertaining, you're funny. You're likable. Knock all the other shit off. You can make amends right now. You can be like, you know what? I apologize to everybody I ever beefed with. I just want to have fun and make some money.
I promise you, if this video does a 10 million plus, I'll stop.
You'll stop?
No,
everybody,
for real.
We
gonna,
all right, we
got
to push this hard.
You just digging in the nose. Listen, I'm serious. You don't have to. That's all we ever was trying to tell you. You don't have to do this.
Make great music.
Yeah, and you got it.
The
you can be on
bangs.
TV. You can be in movies. Like, you're a funny dude. You don't have to do this.
Yeah, man, can I talk to you real quick?
Yes, sir.
I just want you to apologize.
For what?
For not believing in me when I first started.
I never did not believe
you
in
didn't
you.
Believe
I just thought that you did.
Oh, my
God. No, stop.
He got one or two records.
Just say he exceeded your expectations.
Say apologize. Yes.
Okay, as an artist, he exceeded my expectations. Okay. Absolutely. I apologize for that.
There you go.
And say I'm the hottest artist in New York City.
You're not, though. Yeah, but
yo,
but,
who's topping me right now?
You and Cardi. It's you and Cardi. But what I was saying to you was all the other bullshit is going to catch up. Look at all the money you spent in legal fees this year, security, 3 different shootings. Like, you fell out with your crew. Like, that is whack.
Are you going to get a manager now?
Nah.
Come on, get real management.
You need somebody
we can
to help
clean
you
this up. You got the glasses on now? We can clean this up, 6ix9ine. Easy.
You want to be my manager?
No. We could be cool, but I can't be your manager.
Now, you were doing something with Kanye. What was you doing with it? Was that Kanye's album, your album, Nicki album?
Nah, it's my album.
That's on your album? Is that song going to make it? Is that song on the album?
Yeah, you want to hear it? I'm playing for you right now.
All right.
We play it on the radio.
I'm joking.
Are you going to reshoot the video?
We already shot it.
I thought everybody left when the shooting happened. I thought they said Kanye bounced, and Nicki never showed up.
Yeah, no, she was doing another shoot, and she was just running late. But thank God she was running late.
Because that was her dressing room.
Yeah. And then TMZ tried to flip it like that was Tekashi room, but they switched. Like, mm-hmm. Come on, get up out of here, dirty.
What do you think? Last time you was here, people, and I don't have a problem with it, but people seem to have a problem with you saying nigga. Because they say a Mexican should not be using the word.
Bro, who's going to stop me? Like, that's, I can see those comments all the time. Who?
But the reason
like, why can I say it? Like, I can say it. Like, it's the way I grew up. My culture is, I grew up in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It's my vocabulary. It's the way I talk. You live right by me.
Yep.
You go to school, you probably went to school around. How many Spanish kids walk around like, yeah, my was popping like?
No, everybody does.
Everybody does.
I'm
so
like,
don't make
Joe
it a me thing.
Fat Joe says it.
Do not make it a me thing. I'm not Post Malone. I'm saying I can say
Now, you also said you're going to 50 Cent.
Yeah, I'm washing that when I say
What's your relationship with 50, man? Because y'all go back and forth.
Like,
you your son.
He don't pay his child support bills. Like, my mom wilding over here.
How you and 50 get so cool, man?
Extortion. me and him just cool. You know, when I first met 50, me and him was talking, and he was just telling me, like, yo, that don't give a f- attitude reminds me of of him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And he was just like, yo, nobody can stop you, little f-. And I said, don't call me that.
Yeah, I knew you were
going to
say that.
Well, we'll give you authority to say that word.
Do you really dislike Trippie Redd?
Nah, me and his girlfriend had to talk about him. He's cool.
He's so rude. Let me ask you this. Do you ever think sometimes with these women that anybody might try to set you up? Because being with different women, I know a lot of times that's the end.
Nah, and my baby mom's got me. She makes sure I'm good.
Because I think laying around, like, a girl might be like, okay, this is what we going to do. I'm going to get with Tekashi, and then I'm going to call the dudes, and then y'all going to run up. You don't ever even think about that?
I think that's what happened at the video shoot in L.A. I sent some girls home because they didn't make the cut. They were like this.
Why'd you hire the girls that is suing Cardi B? Was that planned? Cause...
That was them.
All right. I mean, that's what...
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Oh,
bro, I had no idea. I don't even know their names.
I believe you. For whatever reason, I believe you on that one for some reason. Is this industry everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, fake and dirty.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. But I'm at the top of it. And a year ago, I wouldn't think I would be here.
You're at the top of the fake and dirty.
At the top of the fake and dirty. That don't really sound right. But you know what's so crazy? That I'm happy where I'm at. I proved a lot of people wrong. Like, I really, like, stood on top of my game and kept it consistent. And even with all the drama, shout out my lawyers. Yo, you don't understand. You know everybody thought I was going to jail, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Did you think you were going to jail?
Hell yeah, I was crying. I'm like, no. Like at this point in my career, yo, imagine right now this interview would have never happened. And, like, 3 weeks ago, I got sentenced to 3 years. That would have been crazy, right?
Now you have
heard Chad's jail stories, right?
Yeah, him.
You got to hide up his
ass. You don't want that for yourself.
You never hit anything in your head?
Are you crazy? Goodness. Nothing crazy. Ever entered there, ever. I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people was thinking that about you at one point, though.
Yeah. They can think what they want. Like, as long as those records are selling, I'm a girl.
Whatever happens.
Yeah, whatever you call me. I'm that.
I'll be that.
All right, don't move. We have more with Tekashi 6ix9ine. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Tekashi 6ix9ine in the building.
And are you going to do a tour now, even though you canceled the other one? Are you putting something else together?
Yeah, if somebody doesn't steal my money.
I think, but you named three big agencies, man. Like, we got to find a way to clean that up, to make amends.
You know what they understand?
Go on the road.
That was a Live Nation venue, a Prudential Center, right? We're Powerhouse. Mm-hmm. You know when they see that type of reaction?
They're like, we got
to
get
them. They feel stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, like, and shout out to them. It's just executives that literally don't know the culture. They're not inside because they worry about the money. And,
culturally clueless, yeah, motherfucker. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, yo, when you go to a 6ix9ine show, there's nothing like it. And I'm telling you, at all.
We agree with all of that.
Nah, but I'm saying, so going back to the Live Nation and the Carolooses and the WMEs, mm-hmm, they don't know because they're not there.
They don't go to the shows.
They don't go to
read what they read about you.
Type, you got short hair, deposit. Mm-hmm. And we spoke about it, Sam. They do the least of things. It's a business at the end of the day.
But that's not what they see. What they see is shooting at the bar.
Yeah, they see all this. They see all this.
And I'm sure they have to get insurance for you.
No, like, of course. But my thing is, my tickets go.
Well, you did promise if this video gets to 10 million.
Listen, we can clean this up, baby.
You come back up here.
The 6ix9ine rebrand can be crazy.
But you can't just apologize to everybody. You have to, like,
the best apology is change behavior.
10 million. We said when this video goes 10 million.
All you got to do is stop the beef. And listen, the funny is funny. When you clowning is funny. It's just when you suck my see me when you see me, test my gangster. That's all you gotta cut out. The clown and the jokes, that's fine.
Nah, it's always gonna be suck my d-.
I always look at it like, cause I do really like Tekashi. I am Brooklyn, and I'm happy like,
you
for
go
you.
Far. Word is born. You told him suck my d- with my mother's
and
lips.
I do
yeah, I was talking crazy on
no,
Get
no,
the
I'm gonna be honest with you.
That song is hard.
What you said, the dude at the other station was foul.
What I said?
When you said suck your d- with his mother's lips dead, you like you f his dead mother or something like that. That was foul.
That was a little crazy.
I'm not even gonna lie, and I don't even like that guy.
Yeah. So to finish my statement, I'm saying I like Tekashi. I support it. You from Brooklyn? I'm from Brooklyn, and I love it. But then sometimes you do things. I'm like, oh man, I like him, but I hate that he did that.
Yeah. It's cool.
You don't think I'm gonna do what? Clowning his dead mom.
I clowned his dead moms.
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, I think so.
What I said?
I think it was suck my d- with your mama. Lady said my mother's dead, and you said something about F your mom or something like that.
Yeah, let me
like
Google it to make sure.
Yeah, Google it. It was something like that. You don't remember?
Nah. But you know what's so crazy? That
what about being on probation
people die.
Now? Being on probation, do they monitor things like that, like social media for you?
It's freedom of speech. You can't really say.
But when you're on probation, it's not the same freedom that everybody else has.
There's like, I think it's called interim supervision. Like, it's like Hawkeye's like.
Yeah, so what you say, I'm sure they can be like, okay, you violated when you did this.
Yeah. You can't satisfy everyone. Like, I'll tell them, our probation officer knows that I'm an entertainer and the way I feed my family is, I literally built a whole empire. Like, yo, you got to understand, like, a couple months before I came and spoke to you guys, you know I was literally on the floor in my mom's house, right? Like, me and my baby moms was laying on the floor. We didn't have it good, like. It wasn't good.
Things
like, you know
changed
what I'm saying?
Fast.
And it changed so fast, and I'm just one person. Like, you got to understand, I'm just one. I went through 5 different teams since I came here. Yeah.
Damn.
And it's not me, because I'm going to keep taking this shit up. I told this to my best friend. Like, he almost cried. We was in Italy, and I said, yo, and I love my best friend. Like, he's does the most for me. I said, yo, I don't need you. Somebody can replace you and take your job. I'll replace all of you. And I felt bad saying it.
Yeah, that's kind of foul. That's
but listen to me. I felt bad saying it. But you got to understand, when you have so much on your plate, I don't have time to wait on nobody. Is that you riding with me or you not? Yo, bro, everything I do is a reason. I take steps. Like, I know where I'm going every time. Like, it's not one little thing I do that I don't know what that is, what consequence that holds. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I said, yo, let me go on the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Again, let me go back there. I call my label. I'm like, yo, set that up. I want to go there. But you already did it. Take me there. I want to go.
Damn, who hated on us?
Yeah, somebody hated on us.
Yeah, nah, they ain't hate. It's the album about to drop, and they don't.
That's right. And you let them know this was your highest viewed interview ever.
No, and I said, let me go back and talk to them, because you know what people love to see? People love to see progression. Mm-hmm. You remember when the teacher always asked you, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?" My teacher used to tell me, "You're gonna be dead or in jail in 5 years." That was back in like 7th grade. Mm-hmm. They would say my mouth was reckless. My teacher probably watching this interview. They watch my last one. They gonna watch this one. When I called my label, I said, "Bring me up back up there." I'm doing this not for me. It's for them. One thing we gotta work on as a community is showing kids, right? Mm-hmm. And because kids are usually who's gonna watch this, right? They go on, they like, yo, you know, when I was in a nobody, I'm like, damn, they got a Breakfast Club interview. That's crazy. Like they lit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how people look at it. There's kids that's gonna watch this right now, and then be like, damn, I will never be up there. You gotta understand, you're already Charlamagne, you're already Angela, you're already Envy. Y'all forget that there's people out there that's just like, damn, y'all are superstars. Y'all will never look at me. I was one of those kids. So when these kids watch this interview, they like, yo, if I work hard and I really say f*** everybody, my method is suck my d***.
No, that's the wrong method.
No, but that,
no,
that
kids.
No, but listen, I said my method. I'm saying fuck everybody. Look, I'm saying fuck everybody. I'm getting it. Their method is, yo, keep your head to what you want to do. Like, my thing is, like, yo, it don't take years. It might take years for some people, but, yo, it take a couple of months. Like, it take weeks. It could happen overnight. Yo, I felt fame overnight. Like, once that Gummo record hit, I knew already, yo, the only person that could stop this is Daniel Hernandez. Because if I stop right now, all funds. My daughter don't eat. Nobody eat. I'm not going to stop this for who?
But it's hard work.
It's hard.
It's hard work.
It's hard. But no. No.
You can
becomes,
do it without
it,
the bullshit.
It's not hard. Matter of fact, I take that back. It's hard once it starts feeling like a job. Once you start feeling like this is a job, success starts going like this.
That's true.
Because you have to have fun with it. I'm absolutely having fun right now. That's why if I stop saying suck my if I say stop testing my gangster, I'm not having fun. I'm giving y'all what they want. I'm satisfying
y'all. You don't have to do that. I promise you people don't
want. Well, it's like already in my thing. Like,
nah,
it's
man.
Like you ever know those
you're growing
toys?
Every day.
You know those toys where you push your stomach and it just has a saying?
Yeah. Yes.
It's already in me.
You don't become a caricature yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You know I'm coming out with a Netflix show, right?
About yourself.
Yeah.
And that's dope. So let that be on the show. But in real life, you can change everything. You can be like, you know, I don't want to do that no more. I'm grown now.
And you telling your best friend loves you regardless.
Yeah.
You,
he ain't going to regardless. He not going away. Where you going?
So you don't tell him to suck
if
it.
He tells you.
Nah, I never tell somebody. Matter of fact, we tell somebody.
Because you can't pay for loyalty.
Right.
You know
can't
what I'm
pay for loyalty. Even if I'm
like,
against
all
you today,
the security
it's not
guards
because
and stuff you're paying, they not loyal to you. They
my son Sam Lawyer, right, Sam?
Sam says, shut up.
Yeah, until you stop paying
him. Sam says, suck my now. Yeah, but for real, but like your best friend, he's probably that one person in your corner that you said, I can replace you. He's probably that one that is not there for the money. He's there because he genuinely loves you. So if he's telling you something, he's telling you because he really feels
that's
that
right
way.
I'll boom that.
Well, listen, man, I'm
yo,
glad.
You gonna buy the album?
I'm gonna definitely get the album.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me, boy.
November 23rd.
And I just want to tell you the biggest thing is stop telling people suck your because one day somebody gonna jump in your jeans. One of these niggas gonna try.
You know what's so crazy?
Gonna suck your
crazy.
And then what?
You know how I know I improved since the last interview?
Why?
Because y'all don't got a pastor here.
No, no right. It's just I don't like wasting God's time.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Nah, but I cleaned it. I had water right here.
Tekashi 6ix9ine is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day. Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday goes out to everyone who is reusing condoms in these streets.
What?
I saw this story on CNN Health this morning, and I was disgusted simply because I know someone who has tried this before.
Hmm.
Now, the Center for Disease Control has released a statement, and that statement is warning people against reusing condoms. They actually tweeted out, "We say it because people do it. Don't wash or reuse condoms. Use a fresh one for each sex act." Duh. Now, I shouldn't even be concerned with this story because I am a happily married member of the faithful black male community. But my brothers, on a scale of 1 to 21 savage, what level of savagery is this? Okay, now I have a friend who I saw do something like this a long, long, long time ago. We were actually in Jamaica at Hedonism, and he couldn't find no condoms on the resort. And I watched him take a condom and dip it in the ocean. And from what I know, he attempted to use it again. Now, when I saw him do this, my natural instinct was, this is wrong. And I don't think this is the way condoms are meant to be used. And Elizabeth Teron, with the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, says you can't reuse condoms simply because they won't work as well. Do I have to say duh again? She says condoms prevent the spread of most STDs and likely reduce the risk of all STDs, but a condom is only effective when used correctly. Incorrect use, such as reusing a condom or using more than one at a time, diminishes the protective effect of condoms by leading to condom breakage, slippage, or leakage. If you're one of the few people out there reusing your condoms, she says, A, please don't, and B, take heart. The World Health Organization's position on condoms recognizes the need for both better education on effective condom uses, as well as free or low-cost distribution options, so people won't feel the need to recycle. Y'all are taking this go green thing way too far. Okay, I'm all about protecting the environment. I'm all about recycling, but some things just don't need to be reused. I can't believe that time is being spent on news channels telling people that they shouldn't reuse condoms. Let's go to WQAD News Channel 8 for the report, please.
The CDC recently tweeted a reminder to the general public. Condoms are known to help protect you and your sexual partners against sexually transmitted infections and unwanted pregnancies as long as they are used properly. Leaders of the CDC say washing or reusing condoms does not fall under that category. Whatever the reason for reusing them may be, the CDC just wants to make sure you're using them correctly so you're not putting yourself or your partner at risk.
Life is a spoof. None of this is real. This is all the more reason to move into this gated community called the Faithful Black Male Association. Brothers is out here making the STD rates go up because they reusing condoms. Condoms are one-hit wonders, bruh. Condoms are Vanilla Ice. Condoms are Sir Mix-a-Lot. Condoms are Trinidad James. Okay, they give us that one jam and you keep it moving, okay? Condoms are not career artists that are going to stand the test of time. Now, am I missing something? Yee, has a man ever reused a condom on you?
I hope not.
Guys in the room, raise your hand. Anybody ever reused a condom? Envy, you haven't used condoms in years. Nobody needs to ask you.
You're supposed to tie it up and flush it.
Tie it up?
Yeah, like tie the condom.
When the sperm is inside, tie it up and flush it. Got a talk?
You guys haven't used condoms in a while.
Anyway, condoms.
You don't tie it?
Condoms are not a t-shirt.
Like a water balloon?
Okay. I really need y'all to know this. Condoms are not a t-shirt from Target. You don't wash them and reuse them. You don't hang them outside to dry like bed sheets. That's like reusing the toilet tissue that you wipe your ass with. Can you imagine saving the toilet tissue you wipe your ass with and then using it again? If you are scrunching your face up thinking about that, and you're scrunching your face up like Fantasia hitting a high note, then you should feel the same way about reusing condoms.
Or tampons.
Ugh. Oh.
Envy, you don't use tampons, relax.
Bro, you screamed like you use tampons. I'm not gonna lie. That grunt was like, you know what it feels like to put a tampon inside you. I wish we could rewind right now. Why did you do that? Please give everyone reusing condoms the sweet sounds of the Hamilton.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
It never fails to amaze me that working with this guy for 8 years, he just finds new ways to be beige every day. I talk about reusing condoms. He didn't say nothing. I talk about reusing toilet tissue that you wipe your ass with. He didn't say nothing. Soon as Yee says reusing tampons, you ain't even get that angry at Dean Zamero.
What? That's disgusting.
You didn't grunt like that before you walked out. My gosh. This is crazy.
I'm not you guys' friends, man.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Justine Sky.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I feel great.
Have you ever dealt with any mental health issues?
Oh, 1,000%.
All right.
I feel like a lot of people just today, especially like with social media and opinion just being thrown left and right, people just that you didn't even really ask for, it's kind of hard to not experience even just like a slight bit of like depression.
Yes.
And it's like crazy because the moment that I decided to like speak on it, I think it was like National Mental Health Awareness Day, and I made a post about it, and just seeing like a lot of my fans and people like reaching out to me saying like thank you for the post and telling me their stories, and even every once in a while like I'll just go and I'll be like, how are you guys feeling? And just to see the comments like rolling in, like actually like I'm depressed, I hate my life, I hate this, like just it's just letting me know that we're in such a fragile time as not even just a generation but as a world. It's so crazy because everyone's like spread love and spread light, but we never really do it. And I think it's more, even though it's cliche, it's more important now than ever.
And to check on people, too.
Yeah, to check on people. And not just to say, yeah, you should check on your friends. Actually do it. It's
and
like,
mean it. If I say, how you doing, Justine? When you tell me what it is, I really got to take that in.
And listen
with the intent to understand. Right? Yeah.
But it's also everyone's first instinct to just be like, I'm good.
Yeah, that's your answer always. Like, how you doing?
Even if you're not good.
That's what people to say.
Yeah. I'll say I'm okay. If I'm not like the best, I'll literally be like, I'm cool.
I've been better.
I agree with you, but people don't front no more, boy. You'd be like, how you doing? I'm f***ed up, man. Bad, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? That's the bad. But we don't ask people because we don't want to hear that. Like, I'm effed up.
You
like,
don't.
Why did I ask that?
Or people want to ask you and expect you to just be like, I'm good. And then you really tell them and they're like, okay, well, feel better.
I think we just have to like be a better support system for each other because like times are really, really like hard, and a lot of people are very sensitive, and you have to like, I don't know, you just have to be more aware of the things that you're saying.
Recently you did your build video and you talked about domestic violence and never thinking you would be in a situation like that. How did that touch your fans? Because a lot of women, as you pointed out, have had to deal with that.
Yeah, obviously we all know that domestic violence is a very real thing.
Absolutely.
But I guess it wasn't until like it happened to me that I realized how like prominent it was, and like a lot of women in my life and just like my fans, like they started reaching out to me and thanking me for sharing their story because they never spoke about what happened to them. There's someone that's really, really close to me that's like actually been a part of my life and my career like since the beginning. And after me telling my story, she came and told me that she was in an abusive relationship for 3 years that ended up putting her in the hospital.
Wow.
And I had no idea about that.
What happened with you? Were you there a long time? Or was it one time? What happened?
Well, the relationship, it was short, but it was very intense. It was about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like in the beginning when guys like being obsessive and like, you can't do this, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. I love you. Don't go there. What are you wearing? Like, you're like, oh my God, like he really loves me. Like, he cares. No, he just doesn't want me talking to any guys. He's like a little bit jealous. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that you actually have to watch out for in the beginning, because there's a difference between like really loving someone and caring about them and then just being controlling. And I wasn't able to tell the difference, or I just didn't want to believe it. Mm-hmm. And it got out of hand because I just didn't want to believe that this person who claimed that they loved me so much could hurt me. And even like coming back to like mental health, seeing the reaction from a lot of people like in my life that I like thought were my friends because of who it was, they decided to just turn the blind eye. And it just really opened my eyes to who people really were. And just like, instead of being angry about everything, because I already went through that. I already went through the depression, the anger, the confusion. I had to really like take a step back and figure out what was I going to do to feel better, to get through this.
Mm-hmm. Why protect him? Like, why...
It's not even about protecting him, because the people that need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe one day like it'll come to the light. But it's for me, like, it's not about revenge. It's not about exposing this person. It's not even about this person.
It's kind of protecting other people, though. Because if you see him with another woman, you have, like, yeah.
It is. And that's something that people have, like, pointed out to me as well, too. And maybe, like, one day, like, I will say who it is.
That's something you do in your own time.
Yeah, that's something I do in my own time.
It's hard to reveal your abuser. Mm-hmm. I've been there. I'm there now, actually. But.
And I think also people's reaction are always like, well, why didn't you just leave him?
But you know what? The biggest, and I don't want to get like emotional, but the biggest reason why I feel like I won't do it is because I don't think that people would care. Like, I really don't think that it would make a difference.
In this
like,
era?
Would,
Nah, they would definitely care.
No, because in rap culture, like, people don't care. It doesn't matter what the artist is. It's about, like, how talented they are. And they'll still be bumping their music. They'll still be playing their, like, song. And it's just like, damn, that's f***ed up what he did. But, you know, his new album is fire.
Or they might not even be believe you. Sometimes they feel like, oh, whatever, she just wants attention. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't... There's literally people who've known me before they even knew this person who will look at me and be like, oh, you're trying to ruin this kid's career. Mm-hmm. But and this is a learning lesson for him. It's a learning experience.
That has to hurt for you, though. Every time you hear his record on the radio, or you hear him, it can bring you back to that place.
It does. It definitely does.
Have you sought out help or therapy or anything like that to help you heal?
Even before this, I was like, I was a very, like, emo kid mm-hmm. for reasons that I don't really, like, understand, but I always like wanted to see a therapist, and in my, I mean, I'm Jamaican, so like
Wagwan brethren.
That's all he knows. That's all he knows.
A sister to her.
That's where it stops.
A Wagwan sister.
But you know, even just like in the black community, it's very like frowned upon. Like like for a long time, like people, like even my mom would just be like, oh, "So you think you're crazy? Like you want to go see a therapist? Like what can this person like teach you?" And then I started to believe, like, what is this random person gonna, like, how are they gonna tell me what to do about, how do they even know what they're doing in their life? Right. Like, and so I would go, I would, like, make appointments and not go to them. Mm-hmm. I hang out with a lot of, like, spiritual, like, people, do, like, meditation and tea ceremonies and yoga and all that stuff. And so they recommended for me to go see this. They were like, you know, he's a therapist, but he's not just that. Like, he's a reader as well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Maybe, like, I'll try that out. It's not, like, so intense therapy sitting in an office and writing in a notebook. And so I went and did that, and it helped me a lot.
When you say reader, what do you mean? Like, he, like a medium? Like, reads the aura around you? What do you mean read?
Yeah, reading the, like, the aura.
The guides around
you.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And, like, we did, like, tarot cards and, like, cleansed my energy, this whole ceremony. And
was he good?
Yeah, it actually really took a huge weight off of my chest. And he said that, like, when I walked in the room, there was literally, like, clouds, like, hovering over me. And I don't know if that's, like, real or not, but that's how I felt.
Wow. I go to therapy every week, so, you know.
I know. I got to check out your, the thing you just did.
The VH1.
The VH1. Stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was extremely uncomfortable.
Really? I mean, I could imagine.
Yes.
I could imagine. I'm actually, like, going to go see her, not on television.
Dr. Jess?
Yeah.
Jessica Clemens. She's really good, and I didn't know how I was going to feel when I sat down.
You're very brave for that, actually. Like, I commend you.
I don't like to call it brave because I was really terrified. Like, I'm one of those people, when I'm scared, I either face everything and rise or fear everything and run.
Even being able to admit that, like, that you were terrified, I think that's very brave. A lot of people feel like they need to be tough and they need to, like, have this hard shell, and that's, it's really not what it is. I think actually showing your emotions is the most beautiful and the most powerful thing.
All right, we got more with Justine Scott. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Justine Scott in the building. Charlamagne?
What about apologies and atonement? Meaning, like, you know, somebody like Chris Brown, for example.
Yeah.
Like, should that be held over Chris Brown's head forever?
It's definitely not something that you forget. I just watched his documentary the other day, mm-hmm. too, as well. I thought it was, like, really great, and that he even, like, spoke about it. And I think that a lot of guys that do harm women, they don't speak about it. And that just makes it them look even more, like, suspect. It just makes it look like they don't care, like they're not sorry, and that they'll probably do it again.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because I had to interview an artist that had gotten in trouble for that as well. Mm-hmm. And I was speaking to him about it and just about how he was raised in certain things that he grew up seeing in his environment because he was seeking, like, you know, treatment mm-hmm. and help with everything that he had done in his past, and he's really young. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, like, the environments and where boys are being raised. Who are they looking to as a father figure to teach them, like, the difference between right and wrong, what's going on in the community. And it is what we see mm-hmm. in hip-hop culture and how they need to learn those things as well. And I had spoken at this panel. It was a room full of young girls in high school, and they were all speaking about different things. And when I tell you everybody in the room, it was like over 100 girls had a story about something that happened to them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's such a common thing. And they said even other women were treating them like, well, you asked for it. Well,
you know, you guys want to hear the craziest thing? Even, I don't know, I guess I'm, like, sharing a little bit of details, but even, like, the cops don't even care. Because in a specific situation, I didn't call the cops, but a hotel called the cops. Mm-hmm. And when the cop got there, he was like, well, you broke his phone too, so what do you want? You want him to call you an Uber since your phone's broken? And I'm just like, I'm sitting in the lobby of a hotel crying because this man just launched, at, like, tried to attack me, and the people in the hotel had to, like, save me, and this is what you're telling me right now? I was like, just go.
Were you willing to press charges?
At that point in time, no, I wasn't.
See, yeah, and that's why police be like, well, that's, I can't do anything.
And it's hard because we don't want to put people in jail. I think we look at it like, well, I don't want to, because I had a situation, too, where my landlord had called the cops, and I didn't want to press charges. I was like, I just want to get him out of here.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. I was like, I just want this to be over. Like, I just want to go.
And forget about it and never talk to me again.
I thought the cops automatically had to press charges. And
no, that's, but the cops automatically have to write a report about it. They have to, but I don't think they did.
If you don't cooperate, they don't have to press, and you don't want to press charges, they'll just be like, okay, you have to get out of here. And they try to encourage me to do that, but then I felt like, I don't want to be responsible for a black man going to jail. You know, you start thinking all those things in the heat of the moment still. You're still trying to protect somebody.
What did your mom say?
Yeah, because isn't your mom like a real powerful woman?
Yeah, your mom is, y'all know y'all so tight.
I didn't tell my mom until like it got really, really bad. Until I was like, we need to change the locks on the house.
Wow.
And then she was like, are you okay? Are you safe? Blah, blah, blah. And then she just was so confused. She was just like, I don't understand like how this started happening because she actually liked him. Like he was living with me. Mm-hmm. And so she was just in shock, and she was like, I'm supportive of, like, whatever it is that you want to do. This is what I think you should do, but obviously, like, it's your decision. And I kind of went, like, back and forth between, like, what I wanted to do. I was like, I didn't know. I was like, do I get him f***ed up? Like, do I press charges? Like, what do I do? And then in the end, I just decided to, like, focus on myself. It wasn't about, I'm not going to let this person, like, control or, like, get me out of character. And, I just decided to, like, put it in my music.
What did your friends say? Because you got a lot of people every time I see you, it's a lot of people from the industry that's always around you, you know, industry people. What did those industry people say with you?
You signed
to Rock Nation.
You don't have to keep talking about this if you don't want to.
Yeah, if you don't want to.
No, it's fine. I like
it. I just think it helps other women.
No, and it does. It does help other women. I didn't want to tell my friends. Because, you know, like, when you're in a relationship and things are going bad, you don't want to keep, like, telling your friends, cause, like, you might go back to them, and you might,
good, right?
And then that, but then they hate them, and so it's like it makes it like difficult. So, but there was like only one friend that I really told about like everything, and she was telling me that I should leave, and that I don't deserve this, and why am I even still with this person? Mm-hmm. She was like, I understand that you like are in love with him, so it's like rough, but you really don't deserve this, and that's what she just kept telling me, and then obviously like when things got out of hand, she was like at my rescue, literally at my door, like. Like what's good? Like I was literally locked in a bathroom and she came into my house and like got me out of my bathroom.
I don't think true healing can begin for anybody until like the guy acknowledges.
Oh, I haven't spoken to this person until from that day.
Oh, never. So he's never.
I've seen them. I've seen him. You. And again, I get treated like I did something wrong.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm on record, you know, for putting my hands on a woman when I was 17 years old, and I've spoken about that on numerous occasions, you know, and people will try to use that against me now, and I'm 40 years old, but I lived, I learned, I made a mistake, and I acknowledged that it was a mistake, and I acknowledged that it was wrong.
And that you hurt someone.
Yeah, and that I hurt somebody, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's
very
important.
I don't think this person will ever admit to, like, what he did. I don't think even the people that he's surrounded by, like, they would never even encourage him to be the man that he always that he thinks he is.
Well, he's not a man.
He's absolutely not a man.
I volunteered that information about myself just because that's just some things that you think about as you get older, like, yo, damn, I hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that you can ever ask for true forgiveness for yourself until you acknowledge that you may have hurt someone.
Thank you for sharing your story. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
I don't know how you still got beautiful edges. You see mine? I have no hairline. Okay?
But
after all the stress I've been through in my life.
We do want to encourage you to seek the help that you need to heal for yourself.
I want to encourage you to put that on Front Street. That's what I want to encourage you to do.
But do what you need to do in your own time.
And thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this is probably going to encourage so many other people to confront their own things, leave their abuser, because that's not an easy thing to do. Sometimes people feel like, well, I don't have enough money to get my own place. How am I going to survive? I have kids with this person. You know, thankfully, you didn't feel trapped in a situation where you had kids, you were tied into somebody forever. So, but some people feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Justine.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Justine Scott.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.